Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All right,
No
all right,
video.
all right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
You got to set this. This is your world, man. You got to set up all this shit. All my job is just to kind of be there. I got really no purpose.
It's true.
You got all the big jobs, buddy. And that you felt a little bit. I think this is like the third or fourth weekend in a row where you're struggling. Mic's
not
on.
Right?
Headphones not on. Yeah. Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, crap. Where are my headphones?
Where's your headphones? Get organized.
You know what? Well, now I don't want to screw around with it. So I got you on live speaker, so I'll just leave you there.
That's fine.
So
I got my headphones on. I got my mic ready. Cup of coffee. Go.
But I can't see you.
Oh, you know why? It's probably because I'm in the room upstairs and I don't have a light on.
It's all right. No, it's all right. You can leave yourself on.
Just relax a second.
You were just giving me the gears. I had to give you something back. So.
There you go. Is that right? Well, how come my camera's not on? How do you do that? There's got to be a button here.
Yeah.
Oh, start video.
There you go. Hey.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I can shut this off then.
There you are. Look at you.
Look at that.
Man.
That's at the bar low. I'm not supposed to be the techie. So quite frankly, if I don't see the button, that's not my fault. It's a general issue. What's going on, huh?
What is going on? You know what? I am... Okay, so I think I've said this the last couple of, but I am busier than I've ever been before.
That's good because you got a couple other people calling you probably this week. So.
I sent a proposal back to David. I haven't talked to him yet again. So I don't know if that's going to pan out, and I got to go back and talk to Aaron still. I think I got something ready for him.
You might have another one too.
Okay. So you know what? So I'm busier than I've ever been before.
That's good.
Which is really amazing. The thing that probably I'm doing now, I'm just trying to make sure I'm in focus here. The thing I'm trying to do now, which I hate so much, is probably like seriously for the first time in the 6 months or 7 months I've been in business, is I'm trying to actually true up my balances and figure out where the hell I am. You know, if you're Canadian, like we're coming up to the end of the year. So I kind of need to make sure I got all my tax man stuff sorted out. And, you know, I know how much of my liver and kidney I got to give to the tax man and all that kind of crap.
You actually do all that shit?
You know, I my wife's an accountant, right? So she asked me all these questions.
So
I'm always like, I don't know.
I'd have put it on a spreadsheet. You know, that's a CPA probably.
She laughed at me, right? So I said, I got a P&L. So I don't have a true P&L. What I have is what I have incoming and what I have outgoing. And I have a sense of what, you know, give or take over a month I have. And actually I'm reasonably well off. I track my mileage, all that kind of crap, you know? And so she's kind of like, where's the rest of it? Like, I'm like, what rest
mean?
Of it? Like,
what else do you want?
That's pretty damn detailed. Like, you know, like,
so mine's an accountant too, right? I have a spreadsheet. That's basically just more the invoices and what GST I owe. Where's the rest? Yeah. I don't know. The rest, you know what? When we sit down and do the taxes, I'll throw the rest at you.
Yeah. Well, no.
Get a shoebox somewhere.
Yeah. No, I think because in my case, I had part of the year where I was working like I have income coming in from, from I guess a real job, right? Like from
how that was mine the year prior. So I get it.
Yeah.
This year's all me, right?
Yeah.
It does change it. But I mean, just really not. Think about it. We're a small business. What else you got going on? If you have a shop and stuff, just different. But for, you know, I mean, I've got the same issues you do. I've got some mileage.
Yeah.
I definitely have some expenses in terms of, you know, there has been dinners. There's been some lunches. Not many.
Yeah.
I have to buy some stuff. Like I might buy a MacBook this week too.
Mm.
The new Air. Sounds pretty skookum. Sounds like they actually finally cleaned it up. They actually did some stuff to it.
The Air?
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay. So, I mean, I might buy a few things, but quite frankly, I'm probably like you. I don't have, there's not a lot of stuff per se. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shop has tons of shit, but this really is not that much.
Yeah.
I mean, the
so,
part's good, but.
Yeah.
I hate doing that crap anyway. Oh my God.
So, you know, like yesterday was just like me looking for, you know, and like natural accountant questions. She's like, you know, what'd you do on like, you know, maintenance on the car and how, you know, how much are we writing off of the car? I'm like, oh God, I don't know.
Can't we just look at the Visa receipts? We'll take a look. And
you know, like,
if I've used the car like, half time, level half.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I did brakes somewhere in May, maybe I'll go. She's like, somewhere.
That's what Visa's for.
You know, like, that's, you know, the accountant in her is like, what do you mean somewhere in May? And I'm like, I don't know. You're lucky I remember it somewhere in May, shit, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of you.
The official answer was front half of the year, right? Like,
I don't even sometimes remember it's in the same year.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it was this year. Find out it was last August.
Yeah.
The one prior to this one. I don't know what the hell year we're in.
Oh, my God. So anyway, so that's kind of like, it's been a great week, and then I finished it, or, you know, I'm finishing it Saturday, Sunday with nothing but fucking accounting. So.
Yeah, that's I hate that. I'm sorry. Like, I'm like you. I, you know, and I think this is every sort of business person or entrepreneur's dread. I hate doing all that shit. I hate it. I've got to do invoicing, right? What are we on today? It's the fourth, right? I have to do today during some of the football games.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? Because once I start doing that, then I think, oh, shit, I haven't done anything for him. Then I start looking. And I'm 4 hours later, then, because I go back to the invoices, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it takes like 4 or 5 days. And it's not like there's a million of them. It's not like they're complicated.
No.
It's nothing. It's like literally probably half an hour worth of work. To me, it's like the worst half hour. I hate doing it.
So the only thing in there, so my next article is on like the five things that I've used to kind of make my life better, because I fucking hate all this stuff like you do. The one, so I actually don't mind invoicing at all because I use Wave, and I love it so much. It is like Wave keeps track of everything. So even my HST, I don't track it anymore. All of it's in Wave, right? So as soon as you tag and bill it in Wave, Wave buckets it all for you. So every month I check Wave to go, how much do I need to call back for HST? And then it tells me cumulatively for the year. Do you know what I mean? It's literally like two clicks and then I'm good. So I'm so happy. I don't need to log all that bullshit. I don't need to.
Well, see, and I do. I do. I sit down with my Excel invoice.
Yeah.
Which is not massively complicated. It's an invoice. Yeah. Who cares? I change the numbers, change the dates.
Yeah.
But again, it's all stupid little things that, you know, there's programs that'll do it, but you know what it's like. And you know, most people, if they listen, if they're a small business, you have something and it works, so you don't move.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because and the thing is, like, if I would look at some of the things you tell me, I could probably save myself, you know, time.
Yeah.
And it would be organized in a fashion that might make more sense. Now, whatever I'm doing works for me.
Yeah.
But it takes me more time because I have to two-step things.
Yeah.
I take an old invoice, you know, for let's say if I'm invoicing you, I take an invoice of yours. I change the invoice number, the dates. But, you know, you start doing that. You're thinking there's programs that do this for you. You don't have to do this.
Yeah.
And in the program, you just click fill and it populate. But why would I do that when I could do it the hard way and then piss and moan about it? Because otherwise I have nothing to talk about.
But it's the upfront, right? So I think where software is getting better is you think of like early gen software.
So much work to get it in.
It took you so long to get onboarded that you're kind of going, exactly. How am I doing this, right? Like, so I'm in a place right now with Wave where it literally took me no time, right? Like it took me let's say 15 minutes to get onboarded, you know, and so I'm good. Right. But if I got to move, if somebody says, hey, new software, I'll probably go, well, no, like I spent 15 minutes on that. I ain't spending more time. Right. Like, so it is kind of that, like, when do you know when to jump? Right. Like,
I think you got to do it like a Jan 1. Like if I'm going to jump to something, I think I got to do it in January because
you
know, I don't want to have to move. You know, it's like, again, it's not catastrophic, but I don't want to move 100 invoices.
Yep. Yeah. You don't,
because if I start in there, what am I going to do for this year? Is already started, so I have to move all the shit over. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the Wave thing. You know what I love about that too is just I guess I'm giving Wave a free plug here, but
take it.
I know, right? But what I love is they have pay portals too. So some of the guys in the U.S. that I've built, they can pay me by credit card. They can pay me by PayPal.
Yeah.
Comes right through the portal. So right attached to the invoice are the click buttons that they need to be able to.
Obviously, I'm going to have to take a look at this.
You know what I mean? And that's just wicked, you know, because sometimes, like the first time I did that, we probably kicked around payment options like three times, right? Like, what about this way? What about that way? Can you EFT? Can you, you know, and they're like, no. And you're like, oh my God, you know, like, you know, but then I found Wave and like, oh, this is wicked. I can just pay it by credit card. I'm like, great, done. You know, yeah. We're out. So you know, it's amazing.
Okay, I guess I'll have to do that. God, you know, I don't want to do this today. Like, I hate doing this shit.
No, don't do it now. Wait till Christmas. Wait till Christmas. Like when you're off, man.
It drives me crazy.
Like seriously, it's such a great platform that
it's all good, right? It's just fucking yeah. I don't want to do this. You know, I hate admin shit. And it's funny, you know, I've had a whole, this week was a week of meetings, right?
Yeah.
Actually really good meetings. It was a good week. It was a solid week. But it's all the same stuff. Everybody you talk to who's like in the start or in the small, everything is just so, everybody hates doing the admin. Everybody just hates it.
Yeah.
Because it takes so much time.
Yeah.
And in our country, like, I mean, you know, there's, you're worried, you got to worry about the taxes and the remittance and you're looking at this and you're looking at, what the?
Yeah. Work. I know. It's just so. Anyway, so you know, great week, but like terrible finish. But you know, you're gonna do it, right? Like I, you know, like my wife is like, look, we're probably gonna want to, you know, you might have to pay taxes. I'm like, great, but I don't really want to be that far in the hole. So I guess it's November. I just got to figure out where I am.
Well,
so
don't worry about it. Once you pay this year's, they look at you and say, oh, he makes a little bit of money. You know what? Quarterly. Don't worry, you'll be paying regularly.
Well, yeah. So I'm,
which is actually sometimes better too. It's the budgeting then too, right?
Yeah. But I'm trying to stay off that radar if I can, right? So
yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean,
now that I've said it on air, I'm sure the CRA is listening. And
hey, listen, they're getting their money. It's not like they're hiding the taxes. What the hell do I care?
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, sometimes I'm you know, I sound like the old person, but you know what? The more you pay, if the more you're paying, why are you paying more?
Yeah,
because you're making more.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I mean, that's a very Canadian thing. I mean, if we were in America, that we'd be, you know, spit on and stepped on for saying that because the more you make, the less you should have to give to anybody.
Yeah.
See, the Canadian way, we make more, we pay more. Okay.
Yeah, we pay more.
It's not a big deal.
I guess I have to pay.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I look at. Okay. I mean, it's coming anyway. What's the difference?
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm in the same boat as you. You know, these, when they come in hit big hits, right? Because remember, like when you were working for somebody, this was all buried.
Yeah. Well, you paid it every month, right? You paid it every month. It came out.
Sure, I didn't see it.
Think about it, right? Like it's.
No, I knew I was going to get X amount of dollars every month. Yeah. Check comes in. You look at the check. Well, same.
Yeah.
And that was it.
But the bigger difference here is, you know, you can leg some of these out, right? Like you can actually go, hey, you know what? We got an extra bill this month. If I go out and hustle and get a little more business, maybe I can offset some of that, right? So
that's
which
what you
can't
do.
Which you can't do with a salary, right? Like the salary is what it is, right? So, yeah.
Oh no, I wouldn't trade. I mean, this is definitively the way to do it.
Yeah.
Like every day more that you do more on your own, like the it just becomes more and more. And then you know what? It's funny. You start going out for dinner. You talk to your friends, and you're thinking, I guess I better say that, you know what, I'm really tired or life's the shits because I don't want to be
nobody
the odd
wants
man
to hear
out.
That I'm happy all the time.
Exactly. How do you like your job? Yeah. I'm thinking, well, how do you like yours?
Yeah.
Well, mine's terrible. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sucks.
But deep down, you're thinking, oh my God, you can I love every minute of it.
Yeah, I would never go back. So, yeah.
Anyway, so I have thrown a few more people your way.
Okay.
So there's people in this country that basically you are the guru of SEO, digital marketing, et cetera. So you better live up to that shit because I've been selling that hard.
I'm working it. I won't leave your guys.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. I mean, hopefully you get a few of them because you know what it is? I mean, it's been really nice in this last week. You know what? You're sitting across from people that you're helping, whether it's on the phone or in live, and then it's over. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm pretty lucky because I've got some really, I've worked with really, really good, nice people. Mm-hmm. Like really, like, I mean, they're just really nice people. They're trying hard. You know, it's just, yeah, it's amazing, it is. It's pretty
like,
cool.
What
right?
else can you ask for? Right.
It's pretty cool though, you know, because you think about it, like in the old days, like when you were on the desk at Target or I'm at London, is that for the most part, like literally for the most part of London, they were all fantastic for the most part. Yep. But there's a lot of times where you just didn't really want to be with that person, didn't want to have, I don't have any of that.
Yeah, no, mostly I don't.
I wouldn't work with you.
Yeah.
Right? That's the beauty, is that basically, you know, if I didn't like Phil, I just don't work with Phil. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I think, you know, and the other part of that I think that's really cool is, I mean, even the guys that you've sent me so far, is all of them are in this like just phenomenal.
They're great space.
They're great spaces, and they're literally businesses that, you know, with a little bit of push, a little bit of, you know, whatever it is, like the magic that you and I provide.
I think we could kill it. I was
referring to 30% growth, right? Like, it's just.
100%. They're all at a point, like a couple of them are at a point where, you know, over the years, the brand they may have purchased has hit the skids, but there's so much uphill potential.
Yeah.
Or the other ones are just starting up, or, you know, relatively new, and all you can see is the sky.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know where the ceiling is on these ones yet. Yeah. And really the ceiling is, I mean, I talked to one yesterday. You're going to get a call from them too. But it's a small HABA company in the interior. And
you were talking about these guys.
Again, you know what? It's just, you'll love them. Mostly because they're just good people. Like they're just really good people.
Yeah.
But when you look at their brand, they're doing well. They're doing well. I mean, they know what they're doing. They just need a few pointers on how to do it maybe a little differently. It's going to be better, but I don't want to say better because it sounds like we're smarty pants. It's not about that. I mean, there is a better way to do it because there's not the right way. There's a better way to do it.
Yeah. It's kind of like optimizing the business.
Really. It is, right? Yeah. So, you know, they've got a business that's X amount of dollars. And quite frankly, if they really think it through and manage the growth, they could double it in 2 years, 3 years, easily, without doing much of anything and probably barely feeling the stress and the pains of it, right?
Dude, that's amazing business, right? Like that is...
But that's also because there's people like us where I'm telling them, listen, my opinion, I wouldn't go here. I would go here.
Yeah.
And here's the reason I would do this one. This one's a little easier or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Or less costly.
Yeah.
So listen, let me ask you, some of your small guys, I've been trying to allocate sort of what I think they need to do for marketing as a percentage, you know, because that's how we have to work because we're old buyers. So everything's on a percentage. So I'm trying to go back. I'm thinking, okay, if they spent on every SKU they had, let's say about 15% off their cost for marketing. And marketing could be obviously whether it's digital, whether it's some print, radio, et cetera. Yeah. What are you allocating a percentage with them? Let's say, the dog feet ones. Is it Mutlux, right?
Mutlux.
Is that sort of what you're trying to do as well?
Yeah. 12 to 15 is usually
their cost.
It used to be 10. And then, you know, as you get into it, like when it was just Facebook and Facebook was kind of economical, you go 10 is enough, but it isn't anymore. And you've got to be able to do Google and all those other things. So I say 12 to 15%. Usually they wind up at 10 or they, you know.
I figure 10 is going to be it because not every SKU is going to get advertised and you're going to advertise it over right? So no, I'm trying to figure out a percentage too, because I want to allocate, you want to be safe, right? Yeah. And because a lot of them aren't even considering, like they're not even considering shipping costs to get to a warehouse, whether it's an Amazon warehouse or whether it's, you know, Phil's warehouse.
Yep.
Right. So I've been even going down to that level these days and saying, okay, listen, allocate 7%. I mean, I know it's going to be high.
Yeah.
But if your model is built on worst case scenario and looks good, I mean, really, where are you going to end up?
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. So 12 to 15 is what I recommend normally.
Okay. You're still that high, that too. You're like me. Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of thought that's where it was going to sit at, but.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, so the guys that do that thing for the socks, do you have any interest in talking to them? Like they're looking for people that can help them get into retailers, or these are the guys that have that product that keeps your socks together right through the washer to the dryer.
I think that's pretty cool. It's the only challenge these guys are going to have is you got a really, really short window. right? So if anybody's out there, you know, if anybody listens, right, and wants, like, if you come up with a really cool idea that's product, like this one's specifically a product, right? And it's not got a massive barrier to entry, which I don't think this one probably does, unless there's patents all over, which most likely there's not.
Yeah.
By the time you really start thinking through too much, it may be over. Like, you've got to just, if it's cool, pounce. I don't mind helping them. I mean, I don't know what I can do for them, though.
Like, I don't know.
Are they looking, if they're looking more to get into accounts, I talk to Luch. And the reason I would talk to Luch, that's what Luch does all day. Luch is always in accounts.
Okay.
If they're looking for, you know, the marketing help, but be more you, if they want to help with sort of what I think they could cost it at, what they want to go at, I have no problem helping them. They just have to send me some, or I'll talk to them. It takes a couple minutes. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I don't mind giving them, you know, a little bit of free time.
Luch. I've kind of got them there. So I need, they want,
I know you did. That's
like,
what you
do. You want to rep me? And I was like, no, I don't.
No interest.
Thank I'm you like, for no.
Yeah. No interest.
Okay. Like
zero.
Okay.
But yeah. Like zero. I have no interest in doing the repping part, but again, Luch would be okay. I'm trying to think, cause you want someone that actually goes across the country. You know what? I'm set up. It's early right now.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, there's definitely people. I mean, I think because Luch is going to be doing Pink anyway.
Yeah,
it's probably within the sort of the same buyer realm.
It is actually same space. Yeah,
So it could. Luckily, it might even be the same buyers.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But this person has got to go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I mean, I don't think this is like this is not a 10-year product.
Oh no.
Right. I think this one is one of those ones that, if it hits, it's gonna
probably hit. Got like a year, maybe 18 months. You know,
maybe 2 years on the high side.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if he can get some stuff this Christmas, it'd be great because next Christmas might happen.
Yep. Yeah.
Might not.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So I'd do that. I would push it off to Luch.
Yeah. Okay.
And if Luch doesn't want to do it, Luch will know people. I'm just trying to think who else I can't think of a bloody name in my head.
It's okay. It's 7 a.m. over there.
No, it's 8 o'clock in a sense, right? Because we went back.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that true? Like, I got an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
That's why I stayed up until 12:30 working on spreadsheets, because I knew I had an extra hour.
That was pretty sweet to get the extra hour. We need daylight savings every week.
Yeah, we should do this weekly. I think I still don't understand why we're doing this. I mean, ever since it was bright in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, to me, honestly, I don't mind waking up. I hate coming home. I don't like coming home in the dark.
Yeah.
I don't want it 4 o'clock now to be black as night.
It's crappy.
So I'm okay if this was actually what time. I'm okay if this was a 8:20.
Yeah.
And it was dark. I don't care.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I don't understand why we do this thing.
I don't know. I don't get it. I've looked into it before, but I don't get it. So I just, whatever.
Let it go.
Yeah. So what were you doing this week? Lots of meetings.
Lots of little meetings. I mean, I've had some planning sessions and things like that, but a lot of little meetings at the shop with, again, it's just a few really neat little brands, right?
Yeah.
A couple of ones have been just basically, I think I'm on hour probably 3 or 4 of help. It's going to be worth nothing to me, but quite frankly, it's awesome for them. So I'm looking at it thinking, well, you know what? As long as one person wins and the other person really didn't lose, whatever. Right? Not that big a deal. Not that big a deal. And again, the person's like just such a wonderful person. I think who gives a shit.
Yeah.
Right? I'm hoping she'll do well. It's a really cool little product. It's called an all natural psoriasis eczema. Type cream.
That's cool.
It is cool. It's really nice. Cool. It's well made. It's clean. Yeah. And she's just like a really, she's just really cool. I mean, I you know what it is? I don't know if you notice it back to our sexist, racist kind of world that we tend to gravitate to as marketers. I kind of like the fact that lately, like a lot of the people I've been dealing with have been these women who started in these companies and like are fucking crushing it. Like even if they're not killing it in sales yet, like you're just looking, they're going to kill it.
Yeah.
They're going to kill it. They're going to kill it because it's the thought. It's just the thought process is thoughtful, well thought. It's just so, you're thinking like, holy shit, man. When the rubber hits the road, this thing is going to move. Like, it's awesome.
It But you know, like this is back to this is why we're in this space, right? Because, like, the truth is between us, we know enough big companies that if I wanted to go and get a cushy, if you're a consultant, you're listening and you have one of these, I'm not accusing you of being cushy, but if I wanted to get a job with Loblaws or P&G or J&J or, you know, as a consulting gig that was really safe and made me lots of consulting dollars, that's great, right? But you're talking about shaving, like, you know, they're talking about like SharePoint growth or like SharePoint maintenance or like, how do I get an extra point of volume? But these guys are like, you're literally like, some days I come out of there going, holy crap, like you're going to double or triple your business, right? Like there's no, you know, like Mudlux was like that. Mudlux is like, I think we're going to like, you know, grow another 30%. I'm like, are you crazy? Like you could easily double your business, right? Like this is, it's not even a thing, right? It's going to happen, right?
Like, well, and the thing is, that's a part, like, it's not even one where you're kind of bullshitting. You're thinking like, holy shit, like I hope we can actually maintain the growth.
Yeah.
Because this thing could literally double.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to, the product, it's Satya, S-A-T-Y-A.
Okay.
You got to go take a look at it. I really like it. I think it's just a really cool product. And her name is Patrice. And she's just wonderful. Like she really is. She's just like a, just a really, it's SATYA.ca.
Oh, organic
skincare. Organic skincare. Okay. Like it, but it's just like, it's a neat product. And it's packaged well. And she's so, like she's vibrant and she's excited. And, you know, she's a mom who had, the kids got like, I guess some eczema. So she develops a product for it. And she's developed like a really nice product. I think I've sent her your way too. And I've told her that, just so you know, like I always tell people the same thing. I said, he's really nice. And you know what? You could probably get a half an hour out of him. And he won't even notice and you'll get some help.
Yeah, if you hire him, it's great.
But if not, don't worry about it. He's not going to really care. He's just as stupid as I am. Like he'll just do things for free because he's got no sense in his head. But he's a nice guy.
I think that's great. but I am like that. I don't care. Like I am.
Well, you care like I care. Like I want to get paid and I want to make money, of course. But like when you start looking at some of these lines, like you just think, man, I just like to know that. I'd be nice to help them and just get it going. Because like you said, you know what, you can call it cushy. These guys who land these contracting jobs with the J&Js and you know, Pfizer's, you know, $500,000, $1 million contracts, and they have a crew of 30, and they go in and talk about SharePoint. Like, really, who gives a shit? I mean, I know it's a big deal because, but there's no, you're not doing anything.
No, there's no excitement there.
There's nothing in it. It's so clinical. It's so calculated. When you're dealing with these people like this, there's so many moving parts. Like, this is, you know, and this actually makes a difference in people's lives.
Oh my God, this stuff's really nice.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. She's done a good job with her website.
She's done an awesome job. I think her website is nice. She's really nice, right? You know, she's like another Shanine, and all these young people are just, you know, like, just get it, right?
Just crazy good.
I love it.
Crazy good. Oh yeah, look at that. She's got 3,000 followers.
Again, though, you know what it is? So on something like this, this is sort of what I'm asking, because this is getting really specialized.
Yeah.
And again, what I worry about with some of these guys is that I'm really trying, in a good way, like I'm trying to dissuade them from direct to mass.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know what, on some of these ones,
it'll suck the life out of you.
Yeah. So I'm saying your online sales are your personal online sales, if you can manage it. Maybe do the website and the Shopify, but find a 3PL, like a pick and pack, and let them do the shipping. And you'll still do way better than you would probably on Amazon, right? The difference with Amazon, obviously, is you've now got an audience the size of the planet.
Yeah.
But just build in the fact you're probably off your retail. You're going to lose 45% of it. Not a big deal, because in the real world, the retailer is going to take 40% of that anyway.
Yeah.
And then you were working backwards from there. So it's a wash. Actually, you're probably positive. But, you know, I said, you know, using a distributor is not necessarily the worst thing, you know, and maybe looking at a salesperson, you know, like we talked about, sort of like Jim and Lori or whatever, like where they're willing to do the work and the hustle in the, in the natural health kind of space. But I just think this product's awesome. But I worry about, I wouldn't want this in a Shoppers tomorrow morning, right? Because Shoppers would kill them.
It would be kind of terrible, actually.
It'd be a death. But I think they could go into, again, I hate, I shouldn't say this out loud. I mean, I can't stand McKesson, but let's say it was going into a McKesson and it was going to be serviced through them. It's not that I like the stores they service. I don't like them. But I mean, who cares? They're such a, they're so big.
I mean, they're kind of like this necessary evil almost.
Yeah, I know, but they're like a dictator. I just don't like that kind of, you want to find someone who you can work with.
Yeah.
Not in a working for, but the stores they service, like they service so many independents that I think that's where this belongs, sort of in that natural health channel, or if it goes into drug, calculated. You know, if you're going to do PharmaSaves or Rexall's in your guys' world, it's that location where you know the pharmacist or the staff are like on these categories.
Yeah.
And you can actually, you know, you can actually do what you want to do, which is get this product to families who are looking for an alternative to some of the harsh or old OTCs that we would have peddled in the old days.
For sure. I'll probably, honestly, we still have, we had really bad eczema as kid, like our kids did. Now it's all under control, but I'll probably order some of this anyway. Honestly,
you know, you should order it, but you should actually reach out to her. I'll tell you what, I'll send her the, I think I've sent her your contact information anyway.
Okay.
But if you reached out to her and told her you were talking to me, like, again, I just, you know, it's one of those ones that you just, it's just the right people to help.
Yeah. Yeah. So free plug for these guys. We just followed them on this Commerce Life on Facebook, but it's Satya Organic Skincare. So you can find Satya is S-A-T-Y-A organic .ca. And there's just like,
and wow. Patrice, I think actually does the video right at the front there. She's got a really nice little webpage. And like I said, she's just a wonderful person. Like you just, even if you don't have eczema, you should just buy it.
Yeah, just buy it.
You know why? It's actually a really nice product. It's a nice pack. You can use it for anything you want.
Yeah.
It's multi-purpose.
It's just super healthy for you. Like there's some really good stuff in this.
Yeah. Look at the reviews even.
I know.
Like seriously.
I know.
Like she's actually really killing it.
Yeah. She really is.
So really, again, what I was trying to do is help her again with the costing and the retails. Don't give it away. This is what I would do. But you know, the usual stuff we do, but.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
And, you know the manufacturer. This is our friend who plugs or helps me like perpetually.
Yeah.
Should we give ProLab and Linda another plug?
Linda. Is this 6 straight episodes or 7 now?
I don't know. It's like a million. I think Linda owns this freaking webpage. Holy shit, man. This podcast is all about Linda.
This podcast is owned and produced by Linda Webb.
And our friends at ProLab. Honestly. You know what? That's it. No more Linda Webb. That's it.
No more Linda Webb.
We got to plug somebody else now.
Oh, no. We're plugging other people, too.
No, I love Linda. I've got to keep plugging Linda. That's the difference.
We can't. Linda, don't leave us.
No, geez, please don't do that. My God. Family's got to eat.
That's so good.
It's awesome.
Oh, man.
And I think you will like, I'm hoping Aaron, we can do some stuff for Aaron because I honestly think that between the Quessen and Nature's Harmony, like I think there's it's a hard category.
So
but if he would kill it,
he's spending, I won't say how much, right? But because I don't want to give away his marketing budget, but he's spending a shit ton of money on socials. Like he sent me the numbers he was spending. But his followers, like he, you know, he spent enough
content.
He spent enough to get 100,000 impressions.
Yeah.
But his followers are still stuck at like 500.
Yeah. I talked to him the other day about it.
3 or 4 months in a row. And I said to him, I think they got this all wrong. Like they're just not, like they're blasting it, but they're not tuning to your audience. Like this is not your audience, right? Like, you know, it's kind of like throwing flyers at 100,000 random people when all you need is, you know, a 16-year-old. You know what I mean? Like it's just, totally.
Totally. But this is, again, where small business needs to pay attention to things, right? What happens at the end of the day, it's not so much how much you spend, it's where you spend it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the, and this is, you know, I mean, it's a line that has heritage.
Yep.
The packaging is quite nice.
Yeah.
Right. And on this one, I think what he needs to do is I don't know what they're doing, but they're spending a lot of money on the social and the marketing aspects, but he's not spending enough and even in trade.
Oh.
And you know as well as I do, on some of these lines like this, you know, no, he's got a lot of really good independent retailers that are supporting them.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're supporting them as much as we could. So like now I'm going through and doing ad grids for, let's say, the top 10 chains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the top 15 or 20 independents.
Yeah.
And I just think by just even giving them a little bit, it doesn't have to be a ton of money, but I think we can actually double just doing that. Then if you get, you know, cool content and get consumers thinking, wow, I really need this.
Yeah.
It's a whole different game, right?
Yeah. It's funny because he and I talked about, and so I think I'm working to, without actually talking to you about this, but I think I'm working to free up cash so you can spend some trade money. Cause I said to him, this is too much money. Like with your audience base, we could easily spend, you know, like $50, right?
Yeah.
And really target an audience and then show you some audience growth. Like, so you need likes, you need fans, you need followers before you start dropping, you know, like obscene, like he's borderline obscene on the social spending, right? Like it was just like, this is so excessive for how much, you know, you could do. Anyway, yeah, I was kind of blown away. I was like, this is too much money. Like if you're doing this now, whether it's with me or somebody else, you should stop it. Like you're chucking money into a bucket. Like the difference between old world marketing and new world marketing is like old world, you would spend what he's spending in proportion on like a commercial that 9 months from now, you would know whether it worked or not.
Yeah.
But in new world socials or media, like if you don't see it in a month, if you don't see action, like clicks and click-throughs and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you should stop it because you got the wrong audience, you got the wrong message, right? Like, you know right away whether it's working or not, right? So,
but what they do is a lot of times what they look at it in terms of an absolute number, it doesn't appear to be a big number.
Yeah.
Right. And the biggest thing with small business is measure.
Yeah.
Right. You spend, you just look, you go, yeah, next. And you're thinking, no, breathe. I'm going to send you Patrice's contract info.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, that one's interesting, but trying to figure out how to help him. He needs help, but he needs really cost of effective help, right? Because he's got such a small audience that what he needs, he just needs some love, some TLC to get you know, the thing moving. But that means not spending a ton of cash, just enough to get it moving before, you know, you worry about it.
So. And to me, honestly, I think that's sort of what you just said. I think he needs to do it more in he needs to do more in trade right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, me and you, like I'm not in today's world.
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to do a lot more direct to consumer.
Yeah.
But the fact is it's a tough category on a good day anyway.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, right now, I think what you need is more pickup on shelf.
Yeah. Or
wherever that is. And then if anything, leveraging that and having maybe some more brand advocates or something to that effect.
Yep.
Like, and work the other side of it that way. But this hunt for people.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's like a fishing line in the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, come on guys. I mean, this one little hook. I mean, it's a big ocean.
Yeah.
Like you got to target a little cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
But that's hard. That's a typical small business. Yep. That's a typical small business issue, right?
I have pictures for you. Let me see. Where did I put them? I wanted to show you these because I had some stuff done. Crap, where did I put them? Maybe I left them in there. Yes, I did. Okay, hold on. Let me, I'm gonna flip on my screen for a second. So you can see.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to okay, yeah, this is what I want. Okay, so hold on, let me share screen. Can you see that?
Oh, look how cool that looks.
Yeah, so this is my girl, so Sarah Carvello, free plug for her. She she's an ex-hubba. She is, but Sarah's like this magician with a camera.
I mean, look how cool that looks. Like, seriously. Yeah.
She took some serious, like.
Nice. See, this is where, I got to get you Amazon, right?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, I've tried to remember when I hang up the phone with you now.
Yeah, see, this one's the one I have. I think I posted it.
That's funny. Like, and honestly, see, yeah. You know, we're looking at, okay, so because if you and I end up having conversations by ourselves, right? Remember, this is not, you know, so we're looking at my, I hang up, because what you talk about, I said, the rest of the world has no freaking clue. Phil and I knew what we were talking about.
No, we actually, no. The world has I mean, you know, there are like 5 followers out there that have clues on what we're doing. And Linda Webb, because Linda Webb runs the show. You know, between Linda. Us, we totally know what's going on. So,
but the pictures are of the Commercial Drive Coffee Company
yes.
bags. Oh, yeah. It's really awesome. So yeah. I'm surprised you don't like the drive. I don't drink these filled espresso.
So
I drink
this one, right? You're talking about?
That's one.
Yeah, I ordered that one.
Really. That's interesting.
This one, like it, you know, my little eyes, it peels them right open. So I love it. I love it so much.
And it's funny, you know what? That is sort of you're like the Vancouver snobby.
Okay.
You'd be like those little millennials running around the city. There goes Phil.
Well, I am excited
about his little coffee.
I am a millennial wannabe.
looks good, man.
And then she took all of these shots, and then she took white backgrounds too. So let me look at that.
Looks hot. Such a
great shot.
Yeah.
But
all of those are, yeah. So what we need to do is I got to get you the passcode. Now the problem is that's 2-step verification shit.
Oh right.
So when you're going to go on, you're going to have to tell me you're going on.
And that's, then I guess this is my nest, eh? So not to like, but I put in a video doorbell for me from Nest.
That's
so
a house?
That's my front yard. That's my walkway, and that's my
garage. I like that thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's freaking amazing. Anyway.
Did you put it in yourself?
Yeah. It took me longer to figure out which power switch was for the doorbell because it wasn't marked on my power panel. And then I think I had the thing up and running in about 20 minutes. So.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah. So awesome. Anyway, so nice these are all your coffee pictures. So
nice pictures.
We've got them up, and cool. I've got them now. So I'm gonna get her to do a whole bunch more since she already has the coffee.
Yeah.
And then we'll get her to you know, so that we can share them through socials, and you know, like, so you kind of got like a lot of, you know, because now that she's got the product, we'll get her to shoot a ton of stuff, and then then I'll figure out what I owe her and all that kind of stuff. So. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe, like us, join us, share us, tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more Commerce News.